It's Friday, December 16th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and last week's question was, should parents spank their children? Well, we're going to pick up on that this week. Much of what I shared last week came from a guy named Ted Tripp. He wrote a book called Shepherding a Child's Heart, which I would recommend to any parent and any grandparent. Now, we came to the conclusion that yes, based on God's word, parents should indeed spank their children. But there's a big need to draw that out and answer some other stirring questions that come along with that. So that's what we're going to do today. First of all, what is it the appropriate age? Well, when your child is old enough to resist you, he is old enough to be disciplined. When he's resisting you, he is disobeying. If you fail to respond, those rebellious responses become entrenched. When is a child too old? Well, you need to just seek God for wisdom here. There's not really a black and white answer. Spanking is more effective with young children. As they get older, the less it affects them. So you need to use other methods. Question that comes along with spanking, though, is what does it mean to spank in an appropriate way? Well, Ted Tripp, I think, shines a lot of light on this that can be very helpful. First of all, he says, take him to a private place. You don't want to shame him. Spanking is a three-way event, God, parent, and child. Second of all, tell him specifically what he has done or failed to do. And then secure an acknowledgement from the child of what he has done. Like, make sure there's no question that he has deliberately disobeyed and that he understands that. After that, remind him that the function of the spanking is not venting your frustration or because you are angry, but to restore him to the place in which God has promised blessing. And then tell the child how many swats he's going to receive so he'll know, and then spanking. Make sure it's going to sting a little bit. You may need to remove the diaper or thick pants in order for him to feel it. And after you have spanked him, this is where it gets so important. Take the child up on your lap, and you hug him. You tell him how much you love him, how much it grieves you to spank him, and how you hope that it will not be necessary again. This keeps the spanking reference to restoration, not retribution. And then pray with him. Encourage him with the fact that Christ has given because we are people who sin. And there is forgiveness in Christ. Christ can be known. Christ can remove his heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh. Christ can work by his Spirit to compel him to obey God. And Christ can empower and enable him to obey in the future. Last week I talked about there being legitimate concerns that come along with spanking. I'm just going to go through a few of them. First of all, one of the objections, a common objection, is I was abused as a child and I swore I would never do the same to my children. Well, here I can understand the resistance in that situation. Like what you experienced as discipline was not true biblical good discipline. It was more of an expression of uncontrolled anger. You were slapped or pushed or punched because of parents who were venting their anger and their frustration. And so you probably experienced fear and hurt or possibly cruel abuse. And so you swore you'd never do that to your kids. I get that. Here's what I want to say to you. From the bottom of my heart, I agree with your determination to never do the same to your children. That was wrong and should never be done to your kids. And for any parents out there that are doing this kind of discipline, it's wrong, it's sick, and you need to stop. What we're talking about here, though, is not abuse, but loving corrective discipline that is measured, it is controlled, without disconnecting the gospel from it. It's meant to restore, not to lead to despair. So for you, I would pray that God would heal your hurt and help you not connect biblical discipline with a rod and child abuse. Now, another objection. I love my children too much to spank them. Well, I get this. I can't stand spanking little Libby. But who benefits if I don't spank her? Not Libby. Proverbs 22, 23, and 29 teaches that if I'm going to rescue her from death, if I'm going to root out the folly that is bound up in her heart, and if I'm going to impart wisdom, then I must use the rod. So you know who benefits if I don't spank her? I do. I'm spared from the discomfort, the hurt it causes me, and the inconvenience of doing it. Proverbs 13, 24 says, "He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him." So according to this passage, it is hatred, not love, that will keep me from spanking Libby. Love will force me to do it. Another objection is, I'm afraid I will hurt him. Proverbs 23, verse 13 through 14 says, "Do not withhold the discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death." So biblically balanced discipline never physically endangers a child. Another objection, I'm afraid it will make him rebellious and angry. Proverbs 29, verse 17 says, "Discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul." So rather than discipline causing your child to be all snarled up and just mad at you, it yields a child who is at peace with you. It produces children in whom you delight. Another objection, I'm afraid of teaching them to hit. Well, if a parent is spanking out of frustration or anger, then it is possible that the child will learn to take out his frustration by hitting. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. So we do want to be measured and controlled with our discipline. And when we are, it will teach our children to be self-controlled. But the bottom line here, there'll be a million other objections, but the bottom line, we want to follow God's instruction in how we discipline our children. We do not want to presume that we know better than God. He's made it clear in His Word, and we need to trust Him. May we take this to heart, and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily. I'm dreaming a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops.